Join the group of people impacted by seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause.
Hey there, it's Tony here and welcome to episode 91 of the Coach Curl podcast. We're on our way to 100. All right. Can't wait. Today we're talking about willingness. This is step number 8 on 9 ways to create your steel cage mind. Hey there, it's Tony here and welcome to the Coach Curl podcast. Welcome to episode 91. We are certainly on that downward path now to hit 100 episodes. Really excited that we've been doing this for so long. Our numbers are great. Thanks for the feedback, the reviews that's been happening. We really do appreciate it. Now, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. It's a quote that Mike Tyson threw around. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. So it's our, and in many ways it represents this concept of willingness. It's our willingness to advance, even though we know that we are going to get punched in the face. This helps the journey and in our creation of that steel cage mindset, that mindset to make us invincible. So it's about our willingness to charge on and to move on, even though we know we're going to get that punch in the face. Now, we've talked through desire, discipline, resilience, dedication, direction, and commitment and heart. And today we talk about willingness. Willingness is about our preparedness. It's about preparing for whatever life throws at us. Now, if you look at some of the definitions around there, willingness, not opposed to doing something, ready or eager to do something, the quality or state of being prepared to do something, it's our readiness. So this is about being prepared and ready to take on whatever life's going to throw at us. It's our willingness to get started. It's our willingness to keep moving. It's our willingness to stumble and fall. It's our willingness to take the proverbial punch in the face. It's our willingness to face rejection. It's our willingness to put ourselves in positions where we cannot guarantee the result or the outcome. It's our willingness to set the path. It's our willingness to stand alone. It's our willingness to stand up for something, to stay true to our values, to stick with someone. It's our readiness. It's our eagerness to do what's needed. Now, in a Psychology Today article on willingness, and this was written by Dr. D.J. Moran, a Gaelic proverb states, nothing is easy for the unwilling. Okay, nothing is easy for the unwilling. And if you're unwilling to face your fears and emotions, then forward progress on improving your quality of life will not be easy. People, and he continues to go on, people receiving professional assistance for behaviour tend to make greater strides when they're willing participants in the treatment. Now, that can probably be said about almost every treatment this doctor talks about. Without true willingness to participate in therapy, gains will be minimal. And so what do we take from that? What do we take from that in regards to your life? What can we take? People tend to take greater strides when they are willing participants. Now, whether that's in life, in business, or in your career. And if you're willing to participate, get involved, be ready and eager, you get better results. Without being willing, you don't achieve much in life. Willingness is more of an attitude than anything else. And we know that attitude is a choice. Attitude is a daily choice that we have to make. Now, if you look upon everything in your life as a chore, then everything in your life is hard work. Everything. It's got to be our willingness to participate, our willingness to engage in this thing called life that's going to start making things become a little bit easier and a little bit more successful. Willingness to take a path and live life is a choice that we should make every day. Now, willingness is the number one reason for lasting change. And that's been acknowledged by a number of people, too many for me to go through, but it is the number one reason for lasting change because it creates focus, it channels energy, and it creates a life of daily inspiration for you because you get inspired by the journey that you're on. And it's our willingness that creates the journey. So it creates a life of daily inspiration because we get inspired by the journey that we're on. And it's our willingness that creates the journey. Now, some have defined willingness as almost like this spiritual quality. And, you know, it's even used in the Scientology handbook. So, yeah. So, and maybe it is. Maybe it is. And, you know, but sometimes people will use that as an excuse. That it's a spiritual quality, that it's this mythical thing that only people of spirituality can accept and latch into. Because, and maybe that becomes easy for people to deny that it's an attitude, it's a choice. And if we believe that it's purely a spiritual thing of beauty, you know, it's going to exclude those people that just automatically don't believe that stuff. Willingness is an attitude. And when you're unwilling to participate, that's probably in life or at work or in your own career development, the reality is that you're placing those limits and you're placing those blocks on yourself because everything is a chore. Everything is hard work. Now, Jenna Lejeune, who's a clinical psychologist, defines willingness as this, right? And I actually really like this one. Willingness isn't the same as wanting. Instead, acceptance or willingness is being willing to experience without struggle difficult thoughts and feelings in the service of our values. So let me just go back and just instead, willingness is being willing to experience without struggle difficult thoughts and feelings in the service of our values. It's that whole without struggle part that can be the trickiest because as soon as we're struggling to try to change, decrease, alter our thoughts, feelings, sensations, we aren't really willing to have them. Very interesting, isn't it? The trickiest part because as soon as we're struggling to try to change, decrease, alter our thoughts, feelings, sensations, we aren't really willing to have them. That puts us in a power struggle with our own insights. And it can even be hard to know when we're ready being willing versus, you know, that she calls it white knuckling, but it's that holding on for dread sort of scenario that she talks about. So I like that. Because we have to be willing to accept that we are going to have our own thoughts, feelings, and emotion. And willingness is about going ahead regardless. Willingness is about acknowledging them and still working towards what it is that we want to have. We have to be willing to face our challenges just as much as we are willing to accept the positive areas of our life. What can you do differently now to build willingness into your life? Because I really want you to walk away with a couple of real choices, a couple of real key points. One, willingness is a choice. Willingness is an attitude and willingness is an action. Choice, attitude, action. And it's the way that we prepare for life. So are you ready, prepared, and are you willing? So make that choice. Hey, thanks for listening. It's Tony here from the Coach Girl podcast. Just a quick reminder, Coach Girl Academy, over 60 programs. We've got a real social community starting to develop online that's supporting each other in their growth aspirations. So check it out. Simply at coachcurl.net is the very simple URL that will get you to the page, or you can click the link that's in the show notes. Now, don't forget totallybuilderall.com, and it's an amazing digital marketing platform. We've been using it now for over 6 months. We have something like 15 lead pages, sales funnels, everything that we need, and so much more. There's so much stuff that we haven't even started to work through as yet. You can pick up this free 7-day trial from the link in the show notes, or you can visit totallybuilderall.com. So don't forget to check out Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. It's available at Amazon and Tony Curl, our author's page, tonycurl.com.au. So thank you very much. Next week we complete the series when we're going to talk about diligence, due diligence. That's what we're talking about, and that's the final sector, that's the final step in creating that steel cage mindset, that mindset to help make you invincible. Now, after that, I'm going to share some of the stories that I collated while we were over doing the New York Marathon. I know that you are going to be inspired and excited by some of these ordinary people doing amazingly extraordinary things. So we're looking to put the extra. If you're looking to put the extra into your year, start by listening to some of these great stories that we've got from people that we met and that we connected with in the New York Marathon. Until then, anyway, just don't forget the golden rule. Don't be an asshole. I'll see you later.